Okay, here we go. We're recording.
Okay.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing much better. I am not podcasting in a week.
Really?
Yes. I usually do like one a day, but I had a fight with one of my friends and it was pretty bad, so now we're just taking it slow now. I mean, I apologized, and now we're just going to, yeah, like I said, we're just going to take it slow for a bit. So I'm back to 100% now. So
So is this your first recording since you stopped?
Yes.
Okay, because I looked at it. I saw your last episode, or saw it. I listened to your last episode. It was like a 3-minute one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last time I listened.
Yeah, that was the last episode I did before we did this.
Oh, okay.
But enough about me. How are you doing? How's the Daily Dose of Awesome going? I know it's been a week since we last chatted.
Yeah, I think I need to, I've been talking about parenting type stuff, and I think I need to go back to things that reached like anyone, any adult, because my listens are way low since I've been doing that. So I'm going to have to change it up and go back to what I was doing.
Because I listened to the stuff that you would do while you're waiting. I listened to that episode, and that actually, through that week that I wasn't doing anything, that helped me get through what I was going through. So
yeah,
I was like, oh.
Good. Yeah, I was glad to hear that. I was surprised because you don't have kids or anything, right?
No.
Yeah, so I was glad that everybody or like somebody that wasn't a parent was able to still relate to that, because I know that not my whole audience is not parents. I've got a lot of people who are not parents, but I had stumbled across that article that has inspired me to try to change things at home and with my career as a teacher. So that's why I've been doing that. The last couple episodes have been on kids. So
you still challenging yourself?
The last challenge I did was the one that you gave me.
Oh no.
Well, the last two, if you count the one that you wanted me to have ready by today. You know, it's funny though, because when somebody calls it a challenge, I'll do it. Like if you would have just said, well, you should try a new recipe. If you would have just said that, I probably would not have done it. But since you said I have a challenge for you, and then if you look back at our messages back and forth, I think you even made me wait a little bit, and so yes. The suspense was getting to me, and I'm like, what's it gonna be? So as soon as you called it a challenge, I did it. I guess, yeah. I just need to call everything a challenge.
Yeah, because I've learned that if you call it a challenge, people will do it. Because if you just try to give it as like advice, people are like, oh, all right, well, I'll take it under advisement. But if you say, okay, challenge yourself to do this, it sparks the mind.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I guess I gave you a challenge too, like not purposefully. I didn't realize like that I kind of was challenging you too. But you know what though? You just need to give me more challenges because it works for me.
Yes, I'll have to think of something that works around your schedule, because I know I would not give you a workout one, because that would be too much. I don't think you would have enough time in the day to do like a 2-hour session. So that would be
no. Yeah. I can't meet that challenge.
Yeah, I did. Here's the thing. I did like 4 hours today
of working out.
Yes. Oh, I separated it. I separated it by 6 hours. So I did 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon.
Oh my gosh. So how's your weight loss journey going then?
Well, I mean, besides the last update that I did, which was 30 pounds that I lost.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. So I have not weighed myself since. My doctor's telling me, why are you weighing yourself every day? That's the reason why you're plateauing, is because you're stressing yourself out. And the more you stress, the more cortisol you put in your body. And the more cortisol, the more likely you are to still maintain the weight, because it's trying to keep all the energy going or something along those lines. So it's just like, stop. Just weigh yourself like either once a week, or just wait until you come to your next appointment. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, I haven't gotten on the scale like, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks. But I've not been trying to do anything. So I don't want to get on the scale.
Well, maybe I'll come up with like a healthy like food recipe that you can that can help set that off.
Yeah, you know, because like when you challenged me to try a new recipe, I made that chicken casserole, which was delicious. And like I try to stick to the keto diet when I can. And I've fallen off the wagon a little bit. But I actually, when you gave me that challenge, I found it was called chicken casserole, but it had like garlic and broccoli and two different kinds of cheeses. And it was really good. And actually all of my kids liked it except for my youngest one, who's super, super picky. And then that inspired me, and you didn't even have to challenge me on this one, but because of that, I found another recipe. It's called chicken bacon ranch casserole, which was equally as good, and everybody liked it except for my youngest one. And then I went out and I bought all the ingredients for the spinach balls, but I just never got around to doing it. But I have it, so probably this week I'm going to make the spinach balls that you gave me, that recipe.
Ooh, okay, good, because that's a Thanksgiving tradition for us over here.
Oh, okay.
So I usually, and I made a vegan one too for my friend who's vegan, because she was like, oh, I can't eat gluten. I can't eat anything with animal products in it. So I have two different versions. So I cater to everybody's needs almost.
Yeah, I'm excited. So like that's working for me. You're almost like have become my like health coach kind of.
Almost. I'm
like, not on purpose or anything, but.
No. And I wouldn't even recommend people like going to like health coaches. I would recommend like an actual doctor that went to medical school to handle weight loss. Cause I'm going to be starting making YouTube videos separate from the podcasting. So I'm going to talk about my weight loss journey. And one of the pieces of advice I'm going to give is go to a weight loss specialist, like an actual doctor, not a health coach, because you don't know where their certification's coming from, but you'll know exactly all the stuff that your specialist has. Like you'll see every degree that they have, all the training that they have. So I recommend them over health coaches, even though it's a little bit more expensive, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
But enough about that. Let's talk about the thing I challenged for you today, at least, because for all you listening, I challenged Cindy before she came on the show today to write down her strengths and her flaws, because I did that for myself. So I wanted to see if she was able to actually sit down and write it and come up with something. So are you ready?
I am. You know what? Let me ask you a question though first. So how did you get the idea to even do that for yourself, and why? Because okay. I know you were putting your weaknesses out for a while. And then I said, you know, you should probably do your strengths too. But like, where did that all even come from?
Well, this self-love journey that I'm still on. One of the things that I had to really start doing is looking at what I really go through in my, you know, my personality wise. Like I have to figure out like what makes me the best version of myself and what makes me the worst version. So I had to at least acknowledge the fact that I have the flaws. So I wrote down the flaws that I know that I have. And I don't say that I try to completely eliminate them, because you can't do that. They're going to be stuck with you forever. But just try to make sure that they don't come out as much. So focus on your strengths, which I turned into my own 10 commandments. So that helps me. So I always keep handy on my phone. Like here's the Dini 10 commandments for myself. And those are my strengths. My flaws, I mean, I keep them somewhere, but I try to go back to them to say, okay, don't do that. Don't try to be like this. Don't try to be like that. So that helped me get through this idea of, you know, cause I have not liked myself for many, many years. And then finally, like a few days ago, I finally said, I love you for the first time to myself. And yes. And if it wasn't for the fact that I put down the strengths and the flaws in the first place, I would not be continuing this journey. And if I didn't get into the fight with my friend over it, I probably wouldn't have led to that as well, because that was a strength flaw situation. Again, I had to keep maintaining to what is true to me and moving forward with these journeys that I'm on, because this is all part of where I'm trying to make a successes for myself. So it was all about analyzing what was wrong, trying to face them head on, and making sure that I'm fully aware of everything and not being scared to do it, because I know people are scared to actually write it down. They don't like to think about themselves.
Yeah, you know what? I struggled when you gave me that challenge. I actually did struggle with it. When you sent the message to me, I got it, but I was in the middle of something, so I didn't do it right away. And then when I actually sat down to do it, I was like, shoot, this is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how many did you come up with each?
Let me see. For my strengths, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. And my weaknesses, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weaknesses.
Okay. So let's let's do weaknesses first, then we'll end with strengths.
Okay. And then I am looking forward to your insight on these things. So my weaknesses are that I'm too busy to enjoy the moment, that I overbook myself. I have no willpower, I have no discipline, and I stink at scheduling.
Okay, that seems to all culminate all into the almost into like an idea of what a type of the thing you're going through. Okay, because I have a friend that goes through the exact same weaknesses that you do. It's scary to think how similar they are. But it's like this constant thing of being busy all the time, because when everybody's like so busy, they say like you gotta try to have like a good life balance. Like you can't just focus it on just like work 100%. You know, it's like a balance of work, family, self. And I think there's like two others, but I think it, you know, for friends and eating. That's what it is. Eating. Oh, okay. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Cause some people when they're busy, they don't eat.
Yeah.
And they don't get the necessary nutrition, and then they don't drink enough water. I find that out a lot too. It's like,
that's true.
People say like, how much water do you drink? Oh, I drink about 2 glasses a day. I'm like, 2 glasses. I drink 1.5 gallons and that's to get me through the night.
You know what? I'm one of those people. I had a glass of water at lunch and a glass of water at dinner.
Oh, okay. Because my weight loss doctor has said that if the amount of water that you need is about your half of your body weight in ounces. So just take like however much you weigh now, divide that in half, and that's how much water you need a day.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you need to drink a lot.
It's hard because I'm a teacher, though, because if I drink water, then I'm going to have to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
And then I can't always go to the bathroom. So I just have gotten in the habit of not drinking it.
Mm. So I would say like, don't do it during school, like do it afterwards, like get all your water consumption then. That would be a lot easier.
Yeah.
So we got the water thing covered. I mean, it doesn't sound like you have trouble with like food or anything. I mean, you do a lot. It sounds like you do a lot better than what I do.
I don't think so. Well, I don't know if you see my Facebook post, but I'm like ready to buy a Krispy Kreme donut franchise.
Oh no. Okay. All right. I forgot you like carbs.
Go without bread and pasta, but I can't. I'm having a hard time with the sweets and the nacho chips and I have no willpower. I really don't.
Yeah, because willpower seems to go along with like what's going on with you mentally. I've found out like when it comes to my own journey that because I'm messing myself up mentally, that I'm not doing the things that I need to do. And so sometimes there's roadblocks. That's what the whole fight with my friend was about. Cause I'm like, okay, you're getting too toxic, a little bit too toxic for me. Considering like everything that's going on with your life right now, it's like, I can't be there for you at this time. Cause it's making me feel bad. So, I had to step away for a bit and it's like, okay, I need to get myself like mentally shaped again. In a sense. So that was, so, I mean, that willpower was going away. And so I had to think like mentally, okay, why is my willpower down? Like I actually wrote it down. Like I found out, one of my friends actually suggested to me, like, if there's any like negative thoughts that are going on in your head, if there's like, if you say you have no willpower, write it down. Because if you write it down, it will actually make you think about, okay, why is it that I don't have willpower? And why is it that I'm having these negative thoughts in my head? And then once you figure it out, you go online and there's all these like massive amount of different opinion pieces and scientific facts that you can look up to say like, oh, so this is why I'm like this. And then they give you a list of like, okay, here's things that you can do to change that.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I think I do know why though, because like, you know, I'm the only adult in my house and then I have three kids. And so like, they're not on a keto diet, you know? So like there's fruit in the house and there's, you know, there's like Chex Mix in the house. That's another one of my weaknesses. And then since we had very little time today, like we had chocolate chip pancakes for dinner, you know? So it's like, this stuff is in my house because I have kids. I'm not the only, if I lived alone, it'd be a different story. But so like there's different snacky things around the house. So that's like part of the problem. And then like at school, I just like, I pack, for instance, what did I pack today? There's this thing called Green Giant. It's by Jolly Green Giant. And it's like a mix of Brussels sprouts and chickpeas and cabbage. And I forget carrots. And then you put the sauce on it. And I can totally have it with the keto diet. So like during the day and in the morning, I'm pretty good. But then like when I get home, I just forget it. Like, cause it's all this food that the kids will eat or that they want to eat is here. So like, that's my problem right there. Being at work is not the problem.
Okay.
And actually breakfast isn't the problem either. It's like dinner or snacking around the house when I get home. That's the problem.
Mm. And I'm not a parent, so I can't give any challenges for you on that. That's the toughest part.
Yeah, it's hard having a happy medium because my kids don't need to be eating all meat and vegetables. In fact, they're not going to do it, nor would I make them, you know? Mm. So that's where I need the willpower. I need the willpower at home.
Here's something that I can challenge you with. There's these YouTube videos that you can look up, and they're parents, and they have ways that you can work around that. So they have like different pieces of advice that that they give out. And so my challenge would be to go on YouTube and look up these parents that do these, like, here's how I'm losing weight while still having kids, or here's how I'm maintaining my weight while still having kids. You know, just to give you a couple of ideas, like, oh, here's maybe something that I could do without not changing so much.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the issue. So I don't know. I also like, I had eaten really badly because the other thing is I don't live with my husband. So we're like dating all the time and we go out to eat all the time. And so like when we're together, which is few and far between, it's like, oh, well, we're together and we're never together. So I'm going to eat whatever I want when I'm with Bill. And that's my other issue. But, and like this weekend I ate really badly. But I'm thinking like, I do like the Arbonne shakes. I don't know if you've heard of Arbonne.
Yes, I have.
But okay. So my friend sells it and I saw like on Pinterest, there's I guess it's kind of like a cleanse that you can do where you have two shakes. You have like a shake for breakfast and a shake for lunch and then like a healthy dinner. And I think I could probably pull that off.
All right.
So maybe if you tell me that you're challenging me to do that, I could do it.
I think I already did.
Yeah, like you have to officially say that you're challenging me though.
Okay, I challenge you then, Cindy, to do this this Arbor challenge.
Okay, well, I can't. I have to buy more because I drank all of my son and I both drank all the protein drinks. I think the first step, since I don't have any children for like two and a half more hours, I don't have any kids. So maybe when we're done, I'm going to contact my Arbonne consultant and place the order. So I'm saying that to you out loud. It'll get done.
Good.
So check, that one's done.
Okay.
Now that once it actually starts, I'll need your encouragement. But
oh no, I'll always encourage you. In the mail. I'll always encourage you. I said I'll always encourage you.
Okay, great. That'll be great.
That's why I keep updated with you every month, so that to make sure that you're doing okay.
Yeah, that means a ton to me. It really does.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. So let's get to the strengths now, since we covered the weaknesses.
Okay, so my strengths, which I am at a low right now, but like I said, I'm typically a positive person. And I'm really, really struggling right now with being positive. But I would definitely say that's one of my strengths most of the time. I'm a pretty confident person. It's taken me a long time to get where I am because when I was younger, I had gotten bullied all the time and really didn't have any confidence at all. And so I am proud to say that I am not that person anymore. And I definitely am more confident in myself than I used to be. And then being a fifth grade teacher, I think I have some patience, like maybe more than other people that aren't a teacher. However, it is March and I'm getting close to the end of my chain most days. So I'm not sure. That one, again, I would usually say it's a strength, but I feel like at this particular moment in time, it's not a strong strength. And then I think I'm a pretty understanding person. I really, really try to see where people are coming from and try to understand their point of view. So those would be my strengths.
Okay, so it sounds to me like you got them, but you're not. It's like a half feeling almost, like you're on the verge of getting a little bit more confident with your positives, but you're not totally there yet. That's what I'm feeling from this.
You know what? Honestly, it's the season of life right now. Like just where I am in my life right now, like my career is really wearing me out. And it's started to make me a little bit depressed. And I almost feel like because I'm not sure who is exactly going to be listening to this, but I feel like I'm not where I'm supposed to be. If that makes any sense.
No, that makes sense. You know, I don't feel like
I'm being very effective.
I mean, last year I had to make a very big decision about, okay, do I really need to do this? And it was a scary thought, and it would have been a huge change for me. I mean, if this was going to be a part of the journeys that I'm going to be starting for myself, is being where I'm at right now really the thing that's going to keep me going? And if it's not, then I need to get out and do something different. And I'm thankful that I made that decision, because then I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't have lost 30 pounds and I wouldn't have continued losing weight and I wouldn't be doing these podcasts right now. I'm a lot happier for it because of it. I'm a lot more positive. My mental health has gotten a lot better and it's done wonders. So I've always said that the right choices are the scariest choices.
That is so totally true.
And it's like the ones that are shaking you to your core, like you're physically shaking. Like when you realize that you're physically shaking with that decision that you have to make between yes or no, when you shake, that's the point where you need to say, yes, I need to do this. You just have to, you know, because once you push back it makes you a lot mentally stronger, I've found. And I'll give it, like I said, with my fight with my friend, like that was physically scary. Like I did not want to say, hey, I need to step away for a bit. And, you know, and she's like, well, maybe we need to slow down a little bit. And I agreed. I mean, I think that's doing wonders for both of us. So, but it was a scary thought. It was a scary thought for both of us because we've been very close for the past 6 months, but it's something that we both needed. And right now I feel a lot better because of it, even though I had to mentally recharge, but it's always those things. And I mean, right now, I mean, for you, it feels like you're trying to make decisions, but not totally sure exactly what you want to do yet. Cause you're still struggling.
Yeah. Here's my struggle. And I'm glad that you just said that you needed a mental break, because actually I'm thinking the sun's actually out here in Ohio right now, and we just had the time change, and it's, you know, it's 6:26 right now and the sun's still out. So I'm thinking, like, when I'm done talking to you, my house is like a total disaster. I should be doing other things, but I actually think I will go take a walk and have a mental break, because I've not really had one in quite some time. But here's my struggle. You know, I am, my life is super complicated, as you know, but for people who don't know me, you know, I'm in my second marriage and my husband does not live with me. He lives an hour away, long story. But I live with my three kids in my own home. And then I have my job as a teacher. And thankfully, I've picked up a second job. My husband's a minister. So I have, I'm also the children's ministry director at his church. So I have those two jobs. And then, you know, then I have my podcast. And the struggle is that, like, here's a good example. Like at work today, I barely give my students, and they're in fifth grade, I barely give them any homework, which is, it's a long story as to why, but our schedule is really bad. And I have 146 kids. I saw 90 of those kids today, and roughly 45 of them did their homework. And it's very upsetting to me. And like, as a fifth grade, like our team, it's like, they get detentions for not doing their homework. And we're like in the hundreds as far as how many detentions have been given. And it's like, okay, so detentions aren't really, they're not really making anything any better. If anything, we've been giving more detentions as time goes on. So it's like the kids don't really care about the consequences that they're getting. And then like on top of it, you know, I had some kids today, like giving me some really disrespectful comments. And it's just like, you know, and I want to be there. I want to be there for the kids that are actually trying, you know, and I've got these kids who don't want to do anything. They don't even want to be there. And it's like, then I started to ask myself today, I'm like, well, why am I even here? You know, cause like they don't want to be here. And then I think to myself, I try to pep talk myself into it. You know what? I'm here for the few kids that, you know, that are trying, they want to be here. They, you know, and it's just like, it's just really depressing. And it's like, I don't want to quit teaching because I like it to a certain extent. Like I can't imagine doing anything else. But right now it's very frustrating. There's a lot of things that go on. Another example would be like the state tests. So like we end up kind of like teaching to the test, which is really frustrating. And then I have students who have some serious struggles like outside of school that I'm more concerned about those struggles than I am like their academics. But then the state test is going to judge me on how good I am of a teacher, which really bothers me. So there's just like all this stuff that really bothers me about my profession lately. And then it's just like, I have this is too many students for me. I've never had over 100 students before. So, you know, it's just, I just feel spread really thin at work. And I also feel like I'm not even making any impact at all whatsoever. And then there's like religiously, like I know there are, I have like big, big dreams, Deanie. Like I have so many things that I want to do with my life and it's not teaching. And, but I struggle because like religiously, I know I'm being pulled in this other direction and I know that I should just rely on God and just do what I need to be doing, what I think he wants me to be doing. And my podcast was one of those things. And I can tell you, and you probably understand this, I've never felt more liberated than when I started my podcast. I feel so good about doing my podcast. And, but then I feel like, you know, well, I'm not putting my faith in his hands, but I have three kids that I have to take care of. So it's like, if it was just me, I'd probably go, you know, 100% into podcasting, but it's not just me. You know, so it's just like, I'm just so struggling right now. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah. It sounds like you have some tough decisions to make then.
I know. And it's in the meantime, it's making me unhappy because like one of my other weaknesses that I was talking about was like, I'm so busy. I can't even enjoy the moment. Like, it's pretty cool. Like I've got you this week. I'm going to be on your show this week. I'm going to be on another show another week. But like when people ask me to be on their shows, like I can enjoy this moment because this is your time. I'm giving you this time and I'm accountable to you, you know, mm-hmm. But like outside of that, it's just like, it's busy, total busyness doing things that just need to be done. It's not necessarily anything I enjoy being done, that I enjoy doing.
Yes. And that's always the toughest part, is when you're doing something that you don't like, and then you have to end up eventually doing it either regardless. You know, people put themselves into those traps all the time. And that's
it's what it is.
What's the sentence I'm trying to say? I sympathize with those people. And because, you know, everybody's trying to do the things that are going to make them pleasant with their lives. And they think that the successes that they end up going accomplishing is not what they thought. Or it could be like it takes them in a different direction than what they thought it would be. And it takes a lot of time to really, you know, do the stuff that you want to do to get successful. I mean, I'm only 28 years old, and, you know, for somebody my age, you know, people would still consider me a very young kid, and I haven't even made it yet. I've noticed people don't really make it until they're like in their 40s or their 50s.
I don't even know about that. The other thing, it's just like I've had, and not to get too deep, but, you know, in the past year, it's been over almost a year for one and over a year for another, but I've had two losses in the last year, and they were both very young. Like, you know, one of my son's best friends, he was 17, he died in a car accident. And then one of my friends was in his 30s, and, you know, he passed away from leukemia. And it's like, I'm always drawn back to them because they both live their lives to the fullest. Totally. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here I am with the gift of life, you know, and it's like, we should be, I just shared a post on Facebook about, you know, we only get this one little life, and why are we not chasing after our dreams like as fast as we possibly can, you know, because you're not, you never know.
Because we're scared.
Yeah, I get really depressed about that.
It's fear. That's what it is. The reason thing people don't do the things they want to do is because they're scared. They're scared of what, you know, can they really do it? Is this really plausible? Do I want a security blanket, or do I want to throw myself into the fire?
Yeah. And I did that a little bit with my podcast, because like, I took a class on podcasting, and then I sat on it for a year. And then once I recorded that first episode, it was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, I'm about to hit, now I did lose my first 24 episodes, but if you count those listens plus my current listens, I'm almost at 10,000 listens since July. So like, I feel really good about that, you know? And I feel like I have something there. And I was so terrified to start a podcast. And now it's like second nature. And it's like almost like, you know, okay, what else can I do? Like, I have that confidence, but I didn't have to financially give up anything to do that. You know what I mean? If you want to make a podcast, you just, it doesn't really cost that much to do it. You can, all you do is hit record and upload it, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, so I didn't have a whole lot to lose other than, you know, people not listening, you know?
Yeah. I get that. I mean, I was the total opposite. I gave up a lucrative job just to do podcasting. I was like, I took the very dangerous route. I put myself in the fire, and I'm still in the fire right now. And I'm going to breeze my way through it, but I'm surviving. That's what the whole nature of life is, to survive. And a lot of people don't teach you that. That's the thing that I've been learning too. Like, they don't teach you the essentials of life. They'll teach you how to keep yourself. They'll tell you how to keep yourself going for as long as you're comfortable, but they don't really, I mean, they'll say the right things when it comes to like, hey, if you want to go for something, you know, go for it if you really believe it, but they won't tell you how to do it. They'll tell you, but the how is what's important. And when it came to my weight loss, I said, I made that decision myself. No one else made it for me. And I said, okay, I'm going to lose weight. How am I going to do it? What's the right way for me? So I put myself to it, and I'm like, I'm not going to, I'm not going to put a security blanket over myself and say, hey, I am going to only do this, this, and this, and I'm not going to do any more challenges. I'm going to stick to this because I feel comfortable doing it. I don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to sweat. I don't want to go too fast on the treadmill. I don't want to walk 5 miles. And then all of a sudden, that all changed. Now I'm doing all the opposite of that, except for the pain. I've learned that stretching actually helps. So that's
yeah. Your journey is really inspiring to me because I often think about one of our conversations. I was just like, no, how do you do it? How do you do it? And you're like, well, I made the decision, and I just did it. Like it sounds so easy.
But it wasn't easy. That's the thing. I mean, it sounds easy when it comes out of my mouth, but that was a long process. It took me about 6 months before I finally started doing the journey. And that's after I left my job. I was like, as soon as I left my job, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this weight loss thing. But I sat on it for 6 months because I had no idea what I was going to do. Because I didn't feel comfortable giving up foods. I didn't feel comfortable like actually getting out of the house. But eventually, at one point, I just looked myself in the mirror. It's like, okay, enough is enough. I'm done. You have to put yourself on the very lowest. What's the term I'm thinking of? It's like you have to reach your lowest point before you can finally rise up back again. So you have to be like at the lowest, like the deepest low that you can get. And then once you dig out of that, that's when things start changing. People put themselves in the middle and they're comfortable in the middle, but they don't realize like when you start this, it's not going to be easy because you're going to go through all these negative thoughts, emotions, and then you have to teach yourself how to push yourself out of that. You know, this is all mind tricks. This is like rewiring your brain, and rewiring your brain takes practice. And I had to do that many times. That's one of the things that I had to start doing. I was not going to be thinking the same way. And that's one of the reasons why I always say I try to evolve every single day. I try not to be the same person that I was yesterday. Different time. If I feel like a negative emotion's coming on now, I rewire my brain and I don't try to think that much anymore. And that helps. So it takes practice.
Yeah,
and training.
As I'm listening to you, I've come a long way. Mm-hmm. Like when I look back on my life, say 10 years ago, I am definitely not the same person. So when I sit there and I reflect on that, I have really, really come a long way. It's just like right now I'm just in like this lull. Like I've got to figure out, I think I have to prioritize first of all and figure out what the most important thing is. And I'm starting to think as we're sitting here talking this out, I'm thinking that I need to figure out how to enjoy the moment because the moment is going to be here and gone. And I need to figure out how I can enjoy the moment because life isn't always going to be happy and awesome all the time. And maybe this is what my next episode will be on, is trying to figure out how to just enjoy what's going on right now in the midst of chaos. So to somehow find that.
That's a good idea. And you know what? Next time I have you on, I will, I'll keep you up to, well, not keep you up, but I'll be like, hey, well, how's that going? Are you still doing it? Or did you falter a little bit? I'll keep you on your toes a little bit.
Yeah. I appreciate that. And knowing that, is very helpful to me because you have stuck to your word. Like every time we talk, you're like, I'm going to check in on you. And you have every time. Mm-hmm. And that is super, super helpful because it's like, you know, I just met you. It's not like, I mean, for those who are listening, it's not like we've known each other for very long.
No, only 4 months. Like
So you're just like close enough to care about me and I care about you, but far enough away that like we're not been friends forever here. So like,
no.
Like I don't want to, there's something about that. Like, I don't want to let you down. I know that sounds crazy, but I just don't.
You know? Well, I mean, like I said, it's all about what you decide to do. It's like, it's the mindset thing. If you keep doing it, then I'll keep praising you. But if you don't, then
I don't ever want to let anybody down. But like, since you've kind of stepped up and And it's been kind of nice because I was telling my husband, you know, like there's you and Cortez. Don't know what happened to Cortez. Like, I don't know if he put that episode up that we did. Cause I can't find it if he did.
I couldn't find it either.
And I reached out to him and he usually gets back to me. He didn't get back to me. But anyway, like through that whole anchor process, like I've met you and Cortez and Daniel Spiva is another one who I feel like are people that really care about me and that I care about you guys, you know, even though we haven't known each other for very long. But I feel like we're all in our own journeys. We're all trying to make it in podcasting. And so we have that common thread. But it's been really nice to have someone like that. Like, we're not super good. Like, we don't know each other to be super good friends because we've not known each other long enough, but close enough to care. So like that kind of accountability partner is working for me. And I feel like it's just kind of happened, like kind of organically it's happened but it's helpful. It's good to have that.
Yeah. Anything organic is the best. You don't try to manufacture something. I've always not been a fan of when people say like, oh, I'm going to try to make this work. I'm like, no, you can't make something work. You have to actually organically do it. It's not something that you just stick with a plan and, you know, okay, I'm going to do this. No, that's not what I do with the weight loss thing. I mean, I don't plan things. I don't manufacture it. I just do it. And I think of it as I go along. I improvise it. It's not something that I did on the fly. I mean, I do keep notes here and there just to make sure that I'm not doing something where it's like, oh, okay, I forgot to put this amount of weight on there. I mean, I keep track of that. But other than that, that's it. And besides my food, that's it. But I don't manufacture it. I just improvise. Like, I'll even think like food-wise when I'm eating. I'm like, okay, what's available around the house? Oh, okay, protein. Here we go. Boom. And that's it. I don't plan out my food journal and be like, okay, Monday I'm eating this, Tuesday I'm eating that, Wednesday. No. That's not fun. You get bored really.
Yeah. And that's funny though, because as a teacher and as a mom, I'm like a natural born planner. Like I plan a lot of stuff. Like I, for food anyways, like because of the kids and all of their things going on, I do have to plan for that. But yeah, I mean, I should let go of some of that. And like, just let things kind of just happen instead of, I think actually I answered my own question. I think that's exactly what I need to do with what's going on with me right now is just, yeah. You know, just sit back and take care of myself and just let things play out when they're going to play out instead of trying and forcing and being mad about what's going on. And I think I just need to let go a little bit.
That would be living in the moment, Cindy.
Yes. You're right.
So that's an epiphany for you.
Yes, glad we got a really helpful conversation for me.
Yeah, well, I'm glad because I bounce ideas back and forth with one of my other friends on Skype, and we've both made ourselves better because of it. So it helps to have somebody that actually will listen. And you know, sometimes when you talk it out yourself, it's like, oh my God, I got it. And I didn't even have to ask somebody, but you were just there and you just listened. I mean, that's what psychotherapy does. So this is kind of like a psychotherapy session almost, not really, because you're not
right,
paying
I
me.
Know. It's funny. It's kind of funny. Yeah, but I do. Like, I honestly feel a lot better than I did 30 minutes ago or 45 minutes ago.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah, well, thank you, Deanie.
Oh, you're welcome, Cindy. So next month when I have you on, we'll see how you're doing. We'll see what the update is. I mean, I'll keep listening to your show, and if there's anything that I notice, I'll bring it up. But if not, then I'll just ask you, and we'll just go with the flow with that. All right.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you so much for this. This was very good.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'll catch you next time. Daily Dose of Awesome is your podcast. You got your Facebook group. I'm going to try to put all the links for your show onto the description box so that people can actually go to it.
That would be great.
Yeah, so I'll do that. But until I see you next month, keep fighting. Don't try. If you falter, you can always message me. If you feel like there's anything that's coming up, or you know something, if you like I have a negative thought or something, you know, you reach out to me on Messenger. You know, I'm always here. I'm always here to answer.
You do the same.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
All right.